welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
Thank you for tuning in to our broadcast again this time. We're picking up our study here in Luke chapter 14. Luke 14, verse number 15. The Lord Jesus has been invited of a Pharisee to dine with him, and many have been invited. The Lord heals a man that's right there. Of course, all this is on the Sabbath day, and they take great exception with the Lord about that. He challenges them in a way that they can't answer. They know that what he's doing is true, but they so hate him and so despise him, they just will not tell what the truth is. They held their peace. And so he deals with the crowd about where they sit and appropriate pursuit of honor. And he makes a declaration, if you exalt yourself, you're going to be abased. But if you abase yourself and humbleth yourself, you'll be exalted. And so so the Lord tells about his economy. And Lord, help us that we think about ourselves correctly and not higher than we should. We need to take the low place, as he says, and the Lord will take care of the honor. He says to the man that bade him, said, don't invite your friends and your brethren and all those that can repay you and that and recompense you, but invite those that can't. And that's the way to have a dinner. And that's the way to have a supper. And you know what? You'll be rewarded of the Lord. This man yells out there in the crowd. I kind of see him as a man that's kind of going to break the ice, break the silence, because it's just total silence that's there when the Lord speaks into them all. He says, blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom of God. And the Lord Jesus puts out a parable here about a man that called for a supper. And all the ones that were bidden, all the ones that were easily bidden, all the ones that had ability and wealth and that were near, they didn't come. They made excuse. And he indeed became angry and told his servants to go out into the city and the highways and byways and fill up his house, because those men are not going to eat at his supper. Well, what's the Lord talking about in that? Well, it seems to me that what the Lord is showing us in this is that Israel and the leadership in Israel were very near to the Word of God and the Oracle of God, the Word of God. And it was right there near them, and it would be a natural for his nation to be there to receive his good word. But what is it? As we saw in the previous chapter, they would not. They would not receive his word. They rejected it. And so the Lord is taking the keys of the kingdom, as we said in a couple broadcasts ago, and taking it from Israel, his nation, and giving it to his church, his churches. So if you want to find out about the Lord, you don't go to Israel anymore. You go to his churches, and that tells you that is the repository of the Word of God and the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and the way of salvation and the future that the children of God have. It's found there in his churches. And so, again, the Lord declares and said, those will be eating bread in the kingdom. You'll be surprised who they're going to be, because those near to that Word of God and near to that kingdom in this day, they've rejected it. They have rejected it. And so we need, as the Lord mentioned in the previous chapter, the man asking about how many, or are there few? There's just a few people that are saved. The Lord charged him and charges each one of us individually. You strive to enter in at the straight gate. You take care of you. And be a witness to others. And the Lord saves you. You repent and you believe, you trust in Christ. The Lord Jesus saves you. Well, be a witness to others, but you be most concerned about you. You take care of you. We pick it up here in verse number 25, Luke 14, 25. And there went great multitudes with him, and he turned and said unto them, if any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitting down, sitteth not down first, and counteth the cost, whether he has sufficient to finish it? Lest haply, after he hath laid the foundation, is not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build, and was not able to finish. So, the Lord Jesus, he says, if you're going to follow me, if you're going to come after me, and hear my word, and believe me, and follow me, and be my disciple, you've got to hate your father, mother, wife, and children, brothers and sisters, even your own life, or you can't be my disciple. Now, does the Lord want his children to hate their parents and their siblings? Is that what the Lord is saying? Are we to be a hate-filled people? No, the Lord is not saying that we're to be a hate-filled people and that we're to cut off all of our family to follow Christ. Unless our family goes against the way of the Lord Jesus Christ. What our Lord is saying in this and what this means and what the Lord's talking about, I mean, because remember the fifth commandment is to honor father and mother. I mean, and granted, it could be said that folks could honor their parents without loving them, but I indeed believe that love is going to be involved there. It's our Lord that teaches us how to love, and it's only when we're saved we truly know what love is, the love of God, self-sacrificing love, charity, love with legs on it. And so the Lord expects us to honor our parents, to love our parents, and to do all that we can do to help them and take care of them. So the Lord says here, hate. But what the Lord is getting at is that he's first. And as long as I follow Christ and my parents are in agreement with it, then my fellowship with my parents is fine. But if there's a contradiction between my parents or my siblings, your siblings, my children, it's our children that we're greatest challenged in. If there's a contradiction where Jesus says to go this way and do this or stay away from that, and my children disagree, am I to go with my children and love them more, or am I to love the Lord more? That's what he's talking about. My love, our love for our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, God, Master, and Friend, the love that we have for him should be great, 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 far greater than any person that we love upon this earth. We're to love him supremely. Our love for our spouses should pale in comparison to our love for our Lord. He's first. He's first in every whit and every way. If a man come to me and hate not his father and mother, wife, children, brother, and sisters, yea, his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. If you're going to end up following them or caving into them when the Word of God, when the Lord Jesus says, this is the way, and then our children or our wives or our parents, siblings come in and say, no, this other way is the way. Our love for our Lord is manifested as being very low when we follow our family when they're contradictory to the Lord. And so we pray for the salvation of our family, that we might be in this walk with our Lord together and agreed. And what a sweet thing it is when families are saved by the Lord Jesus and there's agreement on how to follow him and walk with him, and that it's just a great, great blessing indeed. Verse 27, whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. As Jesus bore his cross, so we have a cross, a responsibility, a burden to bear. The living of life, salvation by the Lord Jesus Christ, is not unto the preservation of this physical life, but using this life up for the Lord. That's the way that it is. That's what Jesus did. He used up his life for us and gave his life a ransom for many. And we're to give our lives. The Apostle Paul is a great example of how we're to take life and use it and use it up for the sake of the Lord and His kingdom. Bearing the cross, a burden. Oh, it's a burden. It's inconvenient for the flesh. It's hard on the flesh. But that's what you do. You bear the cross with Christ. Not that we work our salvation in any way, but He suffered. And indeed, as we follow Him, we'll be called to suffer too. To come after, bear His cross and come after me. If you don't do that, you cannot be my disciple. For which of you intending to build a tower sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he has sufficient to finish it? Lest haply after he hath laid the foundations, not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock him. So the Lord gives an example here of someone looking to build something, a tower. And if you're going to build this tower, you're going to sit down and do the calculations, make sure you got enough to be able to do it. Otherwise, if you start and get the foundation laid, say, and then you figure out you've run out of money, run out of materials, you got no wherewithal, you don't have wherewithal to be able to gain those, then you've started and you didn't have sight or vision to finish. Well, the Lord says it's that same way with Him. There is a sense of commitment following the Lord, being obedient to the Lord. This is going to cost. You remember the parable of the four different kinds of ground, the hard-packed road, and then the stony ground, and then the weedy ground. Over there in the stony ground, the Lord talks about when there's a fence because of the word. Well, fence cometh because of the word. By and by they're offended. Persecution because of the word. By and by they're offended. That's what he's talking about here. People don't count the cost in following Christ, and their faith is a superficial faith, and anon with joy they receive it says there. So it's great to have a Savior. It's great to be forgiven, but they just don't have the taproot of faith in the Lord, no matter what comes. And it happens with folks. Verse number 30, saying, this man to begin to build who is not able to finish, or what king going to make war against another king sitteth not down first and consulteth whether he be able with 10,000 to meet him that cometh against him with 20,000. So a king looking at a conflict, can I whip this other king coming my way or this general coming my way with 10,000? I know he's got 20. Or else, verse number 32, while the other is yet a great way off, he sendeth an embassage and desireth conditions of peace. Is that if you can't meet the challenge, you go and make peace. So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. So yeah, the Lord Jesus, what he wants is all. That's all. He just wants all. Because he saves completely. And like the scripture says, those who are saved are bought with a price. We're not our own. We belong to the Lord. But see, their time has passed for now. May our Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.